Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sam Dover. Australia has officially recognized a Palestinian state at the United Nations General Assembly, along with Canada and the United Kingdom, with more countries due to follow soon. The decision brings Australia into line with more than 150 countries, including over 140 of 191 member states of the General Assembly now recognizing Palestine. It comes as Israel continues to bomb and invade the famine-hit city of Gaza City, with the Gaza Health Ministry reporting the death toll from Israel's war with Hamas has now passed 65,000. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese made the announcement in New York on Sunday.
The Commonwealth of Australia recognises the state of Palestine. We have had in Australia a long-term position on a bipartisan basis of two states. One of those states is, of course, Israel. The other, of course, is Palestine. And this recognition being announced today in sync with our international partners, the United Kingdom and Canada, means that three of the Five Eyes nations are all making this decision today.
France, Belgium and Portugal are among the other countries due to recognize Palestine at the General Assembly this week. Tens of thousands of people have gathered at a stadium in Arizona to honour conservative activist Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated at a university in Utah nearly 2 weeks ago. Many paid tribute to the 31-year-old founder of the Youth Action Campaign Turning Point USA, including Vice President J.D. Vance and President Donald Trump, who spoke briefly before traveling to the service.
He's a young man, but a great man, and we look forward to it. It really is. We want to look at it as a time of healing, a time of whatever, that something like this could have happened is not even believable. So we'll be going to have a very interesting day, very tough day.
Mr. Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, is set to address the audience at the 63,000-seat stadium outside Phoenix. A 22-year-old man has been charged with Charlie Kirk's murder, with prosecutors saying they will seek the death penalty. In sport, Penrith have beaten Canterbury Bankstown 46-26, keeping their hopes of a fifth consecutive NRL Premiership alive. The Panthers played a near-perfect first half, going to the break nearly 30 points in the lead, scoring 6-1 and destroying any hope the Bulldogs had of rescuing their season. Penrith captain Nathan Cleary says the victory has given them confidence for Sunday the 5th, when they'll face the Broncos at Lang Park.
It's sort of been weird the last 2 weeks. I probably felt much more nerves going into the games, just not really knowing how they're going to go. And But to the young guys' credit, like the way they started the game today in particular, under a fair bit of pressure. So it's given all of us a lot more confidence that, you know, those guys can perform in big games. And they've proven that throughout the year too, and they just seem to be getting better and better.
That is SBS News in easy English. I'm Sam Dover.